So he said, from the time of the Exodus to the time of Solomon, it was believed that God dwelled in a tent near his people. And the wandering Israelites would, take glory in the hovering cloud that was over this portable device. And in today's first reading, David is at the pinnacle of his power. He has this idea that he wants to build a temple, a permanent home for God to dwell in. The prophet Nathan chimes into this and says, go, do whatever you want. And then, within the course of 24 hours, God puts his own words into this by saying to David, you are going to build a house for me? Don't you realize that I am the one who took you out of the pasture? That I am the one who is giving you guidance? That I am the one who's giving you power? And that I am the one who has destroyed your enemies? And you're going to be the one to make a home for me? Obviously, God does not approve. And the reason why God does not approve of this is that God is everywhere, and God does not want to be, trapped in a permanent home. As I said, God is everywhere. God is throughout creation. God is in other people. God is in the outskirts of what is important. Eventually, Solomon, David's son, does build that temple. But Solomon himself, gets into his own conflict with his power and his desire, to control people. And then, ultimately, that temple does get destroyed. As I said, God is everywhere. And in, today's, gospel reading, we have a mystery of our faith. It is God and Gabriel that, show at the humble, door, of Mary. They begin, in creation, they come down to the earth, they're over the world, they come to Galilee, they finally go to Nazareth, and Mary is spoken to. She's asked to be the mother of God. And she simply says, behold the handmaid of the Lord, let me done to me according to thy word. She is responding to God and his request to become a dwelling place for his son. In turn, we are to do the same thing as well. We are called to make space for God, because God does dwell in us and dwells in the world. Yes, one does come to church. It is that safe place where we listen to the word of God, where we are nourished by the body and blood of Christ. We come as the one voice of God, not for our own needs, but for the benefit of others. But in turn, God does live in the world. As I said, he lives in the outskirts of what is important. He lived in Bethlehem, lived in Calvary, lives in our hearts. And our prayer should be just like Mary's, particularly when she says, "May it be done to me according to your word." This is similar to that part of the Our Father where we say, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done." Conforming our lives to the God who has created us and the God who loves us. Now, for those who are being, confirmed today, this is very special, and we do take this seriously. This is not like an achievement where you have completed an exam or a paper and gotten an A on it. This is not like competing in a sports event and getting a trophy for this. When you were born, God already loved you. And when you were very young, your mother and father and godparents brought you to church to be baptized into the passion, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, meaning that you are to walk in the footsteps of Christ. And here you will be sealed with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. The sacraments of initiation are completed. And it is not the formal end of your religious education or even the formal end of questioning, because you are allowed to question. You may not get the answer you want to hear, but you're allowed to still question. But also prompted by the gifts of the Holy Spirit, you are to call to live your faith in and out. And you do have your challenges. Your parents and I have our challenges. And that's once again where we have to, constantly remind ourselves God dwells in our hearts. And we are to go out and make a difference. And that means paying attention to how God speaks to us and how God speaks through the authority of the church, and not give in to the authority of what is otherwise depressing and despairing. God is good, and God has blessed you and will continue to bless you.